Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
All right, this is Act Two of today's podcast, July 11th, 2024. Thanks for checking it out. Go to twitch.tv/Eric Saint Live to get the rest of the show as it happens. Otherwise, download the audio podcast on your own. Sign up on Patreon for 7 days free. Thanks to John for just signing up. You can get all of my Patreon content for 7 days free. Sign up and check it out. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Normally I have Kyle on with me on Thursdays for another edition of Let's Kill with Kyle from a company that used to market themselves on this show. But he's having a tough time right now. There's some personal things that are happening. He's not in any trouble or anything, but he lost a dear friend to cancer, which is just horrible. So he's just not quite there yet. He's just not feeling that good. All right. I am screwing stuff up as we speak. I'm looking for my rundown sheet. Oh, the open and live stream of this show brought to you as always by our friends at Berlin Raceway. Online at berlinraceway.com. You can pick up tickets for just $14. That's right, $14 when you buy them online. $14 online, they're $18 at the gate. So obviously you want to buy them online. In addition, $14 tickets, kids are free, 15 and under, and parking is free. Bring in a cooler with everything you want to consume, all your snacks, all your beverages, as long as it's not glass and no alcohol. Thank you to Berlin. As always, Joe Martinez brings you portions of the show. Reach out to Joe anytime, 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. 616-516-8579 for anything heating and cooling related. You can still get the AC tune-up, which if your thing's on the fritz, you might just need a tune-up. But don't let it break down if you need an AC installation. Joe will help you. 616-516-8579. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. That's what the advice is. And I love that. Mario was going with that. Buy now, refinance later. My daughter Jacqueline took him up on the advice. It took less than 1 day to get pre-approved. That was on a Monday. On Tuesday, she found the house. On Wednesday, she put the bid in. She had worked into her mortgage with her realtor an automatic, we'll raise our bid if because like five people were bidding on this house. So Mario got them $365,000. Opening bid on this house they bought was $310,000. Five other people bid on the house. Jackie worked it out with realtor guy. That if anybody bids, Jackie and Justin immediately go up $5,000. And that started to happen. So it started as 310 opening bid. It got up to 350 and everybody else backed off. So she got the fucking house and didn't even have to use all of the 360 that Mario got her. First time home buyers, buy now, refinance later. 231-332-6505 from anywhere in the USA. I know some of you are like, God damn, houses. Yeah, that's the way it is now. That's the way the market is. You put a house on the market, all these people are going to try to bid on it, and the price is going to go up. So what you see in the window is you're going to pay more. I can tell you that right now. C-Bear loves the Amanda voice. Darla looks sleepy. Tophus says probably because of that voice. Kenny writes, oh, man. I don't know why you... oh, I see. They got a house in 3 days? Holy shit. Well, why did you write, oh, man? C-Bear says, thup, baby. Hey, hey. Nice tube. Hey. Hey, guys. All right. There's a story going around about some chick is at the dollar store in Philadelphia. There's a guy that's in the store. She's not even paying attention to the guy. She doesn't know it, but... And I don't know how he managed to do this. So let's say she's in an aisle looking at products. The guy is also in the aisle and he's masturbating, but she's not aware of it. And then he jizzes and he shoots it on her leg. Unless he's got some secret power where he can just think it and jizz shoots out. But I don't think that is even possible. There's video of this. They've blurred out the actual jizz, but the lady realizes that the guy just came on her leg. And with the jizz streaming down her leg, I swear to God, she goes running out of the store after the guy. We'll get to that in a second. This is outrageous. So she's disgusted and she's... Adam Balboa says, Dean moved to Philadelphia? Boring Dean? David with a great question. How is he that close and she didn't see him? I don't know, man. You know it wasn't me, though. I can't do it. Maureen asked, does this qualify as sexual assault? You know, I don't know. I know that if you spit on someone, that's assault, or throw water in their face, but shoot jizz is definitely assault. I don't know if technically it can be sexual. I mean, I know he had to have a sexual act happening. Jimmy writes, was it Louis C.K.? What's funny about that is Louis C.K. did weigh in. He tweeted out, stop tagging me in this. I'm not that tan. Because the dude was black. So Jimmy and Louis C.K. thought of the same joke about Louis C.K. You know, it's too bad that some of the former Zaniacs didn't move to Philadelphia. That's pretty close to where Kate is. because she would have probably nom-nom-nommed it right off his leg or her leg. God damn it, I fucked it up. Tofa says, I would think it is sexual assault. If you spit on someone, there's some additional charge. So I can only imagine jizz being 10 times worse. I'm guessing you want to see the video of this woman. Here's the thing, though. She had her phone recording. Now, if I'm at the dollar store and somebody comes on my leg, I don't think I'm going to have the presence of mind to hit record. I don't know if there's anything to it. But why? How is that even a thing? Tofus says, oh, this is fake. This sounds staged. I don't know that it is because the police are involved and they are actively looking for the guy. They even have images of him at another store. This is the guy who jizzed on the chick's leg. He's wearing a shirt that shows a candy cane with the words, "It's not going to lick itself." All right, let's get into the video. Audio check. Video check. You'll hear her commentary. Stop the guy, and she says a couple other things. I actually love what she says here.
Look, he fucking nutted on my fucking leg.
Look, he fucking nutted on my fucking leg.
Look, he fucking nutted on my fucking leg. You go to hell, bitch. Oh, my God. He nutted on my leg. He nutted on my leg.
Okay, that is not fake. There's no way that's fake. Maybe he nutted and he was like, oh. And then she just had the presence of mind to hit record. That's got to be what happened.
Look, he fucking nutted on my fucking leg.
Oh, so the customers are like, what? There's jizz streaming down the leg. All those people are probably like, boy, she ran by here fast. I wonder if there's going to be any splashage.
You go to hell, bitch. Oh, my God. He nutted on my leg.
I don't know if she needs to cry over nut.
He fucking nutted on my fucking leg.
I'm sorry. I know this is a horrible story. But the fact that she says three times, he nutted on my leg. Rebecca says, I would cry too, sexual assault. No, you're right. You're right. I shouldn't. Who am I to judge? I can't sit there and go, oh, yeah, what are you crying for? It's only nut. I mean, that's horrible. Don't laugh, EZ. You're right. You're right. That is not funny. That is not funny. Just give me a minute, okay? Just give me a fucking minute. Cole, you cannot write, she's crying because she wanted it on her face. You asshole. What the fuck is wrong with you? Tyler says, we've laughed at far worse things, guys. LOL. That's true. That's true. We have laughed at many worse things, so... Kenny says she's mad and then traumatized too. No way this is fake. I agree with Kenny. There is no way. I think that that guy actually did nut on her leg. Rebecca says, I'd cry too. I think I read that. That is sexual assault. Tyler says, and he's wearing that shirt. Come on. Tophus says, it's definitely sexual assault. I guess she might be able to hit record fast enough. Mazen Blue says, this is definitely hilarious. Seabear says, turn the mic off, EZ, and laugh hysterically. You got 1 minute. Rebecca says, do you realize how much shit women have to go through dealing with disgusting men like that? Okay, look. Yes, of course. Of course I realize that. You know that. It's the fact that she said nutted. The fact that the vivid description is so there. I mean, that's all that this is. That's all I'm saying. It's so incredibly vivid.
Look, he fucking nutted on my fucking leg. You go to hell, bitch. Oh my God. He nutted on my leg.
The guy goes, what happened? How did that guy not know what happened? She just screamed twice while she's chasing a guy with his cock in his hand that he nutted on her leg, and that dumbass goes, what happened?
He nutted on my leg.
All right. Rebecca says, I'm speaking to the audience, men, not you. Of course. Maureen says, I've never heard the expression nutted for jizzed. Now, I don't know if Maureen is a trash talker in the bedroom. I mean, I don't want to know. That's pretty personal. But for those of you who trash talk, men or women, similar to when I asked you, you had a project and nobody reported back about, I want you to work in finger blast into the repertoire, like the term finger blasting. If you could, like, let's say Maureen is of the type that she's like, oh yeah, hey, you like that? Oh, you like that? You're going to have to say, at some point, right at the moment of truth, oh yeah, let's see that nut. And to see, just so we can get some, I mean, and then maybe report back. I know Linda wants you to do this. Kenny says she was probably in disbelief and or questioning. Oh no, that the guy who said, what happened? He was probably in disbelief and or questioning. He heard her correctly. Again, Kenny, it's a joke. We know. We don't literally mean, what's his deal? That's a joke. Kenny is the king of when you say something that's a joke, he's going to like get specific. Oh my God, Kenny, you're really dropping the pounds. What are you, down 400? Well, that'd be impossible because I didn't weigh 400 to start. Kenny says, you asked the question seriously. No, no, no. There is nothing I ever ask seriously. You know this. Tophus says, when's the last time Kenny got a beatdown? Maureen says, Linda loves hearing about my sex life. All right. Let's see if there's more information about whether or not they found this guy who nutted on her leg. By the way, Meek Mill, who is a Philly, everybody knows who Meek Mill is. He's a rapper. Meek Mill is involved trying to find the guy who nutted on the leg of the dollar store patron. I wonder how many dollar stores there are in Philly. We should probably try to track this down. Let's see. There are several Dollar Trees in Philly. Well, let's just call a few of them, see if we can get anywhere with these. Let's see. Oh, I think it's like a 1-800 number. You know, they have basically... Oh, no, there's one. Okay, good. All right.
Hello, thank you for calling Dollar Tree. How may I help you?
Hey, ma'am, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Not bad. I was wondering if they caught the guy who nutted on the girl's leg.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Eric.
From where?
From Michigan.
Okay, so why are you calling Dollar Tree asking that?
Well, isn't that where it happened?
Yeah, but you would call somebody else. You would call the news. Don't call us. It wouldn't happen at this store. You would have to find out from the store it happened at.
Oh, okay. What store was it? What store was it?
It wasn't in Philly.
It wasn't? I thought it was. I thought the Philly... I thought Meek Mill is...
No, sir. I'm sorry. I'm a little busy. I can't answer that.
Has anybody nutted...
Hello.
Hey, ma'am. Sorry. I think we got cut off. I was wondering if, is that a regular...
Hold on. I'm going to get somebody who can answer that for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Jamal, can you take this call, please? Hello?
Hi there. Is this Jamal?
Yeah.
Hey, Jamal. How are you? This is Eric in Michigan.
Dallas, can I help you?
Oh, Jamal. Hey, what's going on?
All right, so.
Hey, man, I wanted to get an update on the guy. Did they catch the guy who nutted on the girl's leg?
Oh, I have no idea, brother.
Can you believe that shit?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What store was it, Jamal?
I'm not sure, but it's on the, I saw the video.
Yeah.
Under it, it said in South Philly somewhere.
Okay, listen to me. If this happens in your store, it's up to you to kick that guy's ass.
Oh, yeah.
No one's going to be nutting on chicks at Dollar Tree.
Not at all.
All right. Hey, man, I appreciate you. And tell that other lady, yes, sorry I bothered her.
Gotcha.
Okay, thanks. See ya.
All right.
Okay, yeah, she was not happy with your old pal EZ. All right, we got to call another Dollar Tree. That was great.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, Dollar Tree.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you. This is Eric Zane from the Eric Zane Show. I am calling to find out if they caught the guy who nutted on the girl's leg.
This is 99 cent store. Can I help?
Yes. Is this what is the correct store where the nutting took place?
The lottery? I don't understand you.
There was a woman that was there, and then some guy ejaculated onto her leg. Did you see that story?
I don't know what you're talking about, yeah.
Did you call me a bad name? All right. Well, is there anyone else there who can talk to me?
Hold on.
Yeah. I thought she did call me an asshole. Yeah, it sounded to me like she called me a bad name. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
What can I do for you?
Sir, did you hear the story? Do you know if they caught the guy who nutted on the girl's leg?
I don't know. It's a dollar store, though. Are you sure? Is it the right number?
Yes, Dollar Tree.
No, this is not Dollar Tree. This is also 99.
This is not the Dollar Tree? What is this?
It's an Oxford 99 cent store.
Okay. All right, so there hasn't been anybody who's jizzed on anyone's leg there.
Huh?
Okay. I appreciate your help. Sorry to bother you.
Okay.
See you. Bye-bye. All right. English second language. Jimmy says, is this a Thai restaurant? All right, well, that's in my opinion, that's three big wins. Or two big wins. They got to go for a third win. Okay, hang on. 608. Everybody loves Jamal. And that the lady was, she was pissed off. Oh, come on now. This, we can't end like this, goddammit. All right, let me try this one. They must be busy. Tough to find the phone numbers for some reason. Okay, star 6-7-4-8-5-4-1-2-1-2. Hello? Hello? One more. I swear this is it. That's the thing when you do these. It's feast or famine. It literally is feast or famine. That's one of the things that makes me like gun shy to do it because you're doing a live show and, you know, but you're pretty much used to this by now. All right, this is it. If I get it, great. If I don't, no.
Tree, how can I help you?
Hey, Dollar Tree. This is Eric doing an investigative story. Eric Zane. About have they caught the guy who nutted on the girl's leg at Dollar Tree?
This is not the Dollar Tree for that. You got the wrong one.
Oh, it's the wrong one. Do you know? Because someone said it was South Philly. This is not South Philly.
Yeah, this is not South Philly.
Which one is the South Philly store?
This is Cobman. Oxford Avenue.
Okay, so that was pretty hideous, the fact that that guy nutted on that girl's leg. Oh. Okay, all right, enough. Enough, goddammit. I should have quit while we were ahead. Should have quit after Jamal. Every part of me was like, you're not going to top that, dumb fuck. All right, Kenny writes, the incident happened at the Dollar Tree at 56 East Snyder. Thank you, Kenny. Dollar Tree, Philadelphia, East Snyder. Okay, I got it. We got the actual store thanks to Kenny. Credit where it's due. Remember when I said we're not going to try anymore? Well, we got the actual one where the nutting took place. My only concern is if they'll even pick it up, you know. I've probably been getting a lot of calls from some of the world's best morning shows. Right there. Right by the at the Schuylkill River. Delaware River. Ah, damn it. All right. Sorry. We tried. The moment is lost. I should have gave up a long time ago. What the fuck am I doing? Let's all just revel in Jamal. Kenny says the GM is probably there and told people to stop answering the phone. Yeah, the story just went viral, even though it happened like a month ago, and I don't think they caught the guy yet. This guy is going to be quite popular in prison. Call back with the Amanda voice. Tyler said the way that lady yelled, Jamal! Made me feel bad for him. LOL, you know she must be a real ball buster with Jamal. Jimmy busts out diversity, equity, and inclusion at the dollar store. Come on. Jamal needs to be a regular. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think we just, it's a one and done. All right. Meek Mill is on the case, and off we go. We can put Jamal in with show heroes. We've had numerous show heroes over the years. I can think of three off of the top of my head. Jamal, you got Gary from the Men's Warehouse, and Z-Speed Mobile Mechanic. Kenny says he surrendered himself to police last night. Kenny's all over it. All right, well, that's the end of that. That is a disgusting thing that has happened. And if you're that woman, you know, hopefully someone like wiped it off for her. Adam says, how about when you called Cedar Point about the vomit you had to clean? Yeah, that was a good one too. We attempted that again the other day on Patreon. that similar, except someone died. All right. Thank you for the idea. Who was it that, was it Kenny that suggested I call the dollar store, or did I come up with that one on my own? I don't remember. By the way, never be shy about suggesting I call places, because you never know when those moments are going to happen, when something outstanding is going to take place. We didn't plan that. It just happened. That's the idea of the show. When that all took place, this unbelievable moment.
You're going to hell, bitch! Look, he fucking nutted on my fucking leg! You're going to hell, bitch! Oh my God! He nutted on my leg! He nutted on my leg!
Can you imagine if you hear him go, well, what are you crying for? All right. Jimmy says we need Ben Glaze to weigh in on this. It's not a bad idea. Been very active on the phones today.
Yo, yo.
Hey, Ben, it's Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. I'm podcasting right now.
Okay, nice.
Did you see the story about the guy who jizzed on the chick's leg at the dollar store?
No. What?
There's just...
What were you doing at the dollar store?
It was in Philly. The guy, okay. It was video of the chick chasing him. And she's traumatized, chasing him out of the store. And she says, stop him, quote unquote, he nutted on my leg.
Oh, nice.
And then she says,
that's crazy.
She says, you go to hell, bitch. And then she's crying and says, he nutted on my leg. She says it again. And then some dude is standing next to her. He goes, what happened? And she goes, he nutted on my leg. And it's three times she said it. So
right.
This is a big one. It's a big one. I guess the guy just turned himself in yesterday because the story went viral. It happened like a month ago, but then went viral. And then Louis C.K. was tagged in it and he wrote, stop tagging me. I'm not that dark.
That's awesome. I could see why he would be tagged in that.
Yeah.
I think he just finished on himself, though.
That is one of the craziest things in the world, that he would just say, hey, do you mind if I jack off?
Right.
And that there were some people who said, it's cool.
I think everybody said, it's cool. Except for the person that was on the phone. I think the phone call he had, she got uncomfortable.
So,
but every time it was in person, I think they said yes.
If Louis C.K. comes to some place here and you're able to open up for him.
Right.
And he says, hey, you mind if I jack off? Are you going to go, no.
If I get to open up for him, I'd say yes.
Yeah, you'd probably let him shoot it on your face.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
There was speaking of that, like getting jizz on, there was a story recently in the New York Post about a lady that was keeping her boyfriend's jizz in like ice cube trays.
Oh, okay.
And she would rub it on her face to keep a glow going, and then the boyfriend got weirded out by it and broke up with her.
So it was like ice jizz?
Yeah, like she would keep it in the ice cube trays, I think in the freezer to keep it fresh.
Oh. So, now is that, is that really help your skin? Is that?
She claims it does.
Okay. Maybe she was just putting them in a drink.
right?
Or her soup. And then
in the story, in the article, it mentioned Jennifer Aniston uses salmon jizz to keep her skin nice.
Salmon jizz. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
That could have been a Joe stunt back in the day. That could have been a Joe stunt. We all jizz in an ice cube tray, and he has to.
Oh, God. Oh, man, that would have been. Yeah, then he would have been really upset about you guys later on.
Yeah, Chicago gangs, all that shit. Hey, are you walking your dog right now?
Yeah, he's barking at the neighbors.
Okay, that's the hound, right?
No, that one's the corgi. The corgi is Grouch.
Okay. All right, well, we're one day. It's Thursday, so in like 48 hours, you're getting married, Ben.
I know, it's crazy. I just picked up my tux for the wedding.
Oh, man, 9 months. You got a baby.
I know.
It's going to happen.
Well, she's got to get off the old birth control first.
Yeah, have her get off like now.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yes. Fuck yes.
I think she wanted her to wait until after the wedding so she wouldn't, have that time of the month. On wedding day.
Okay, yeah, that would that could definitely affect things. There's no question.
Yep.
All right. Well, well done. I don't know why I said well done, but always good talking to you. And I'll talk to you later on.
Okay, and maybe you should stay away from dollar stores for a while.
No, that's a reason to go.
Right. All right.
All right. See ya. Bye.
See ya.
So we're just getting Ben caught up to speed on the Dollar Tree jizz incident. In case some of you missed what happened, I
got it on my fucking leg. You go to hell, bitch! Oh my God! He got it on my leg. He got it on my leg.
You can't laugh at that. You don't go around nutting at women or laughing at women who are traumatized, I can't talk, from a guy nutting on her leg. I'm curious as to how much trouble the guy who nutted is going to be in. If this is a misdemeanor? Is it a felony? My God. All right. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors. Today, I'm talking about Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. Get a hold of Frank by going to the website, buyinsurancehere.com. So Jamal in Philly, if he wanted to get life insurance, he would reach out to Frank. You go to buyinsurancehere.com, fill out the form, and you're off and running. Frank can help you out and tell you why it's so important for you to have life insurance. Maybe you need to get health care on the marketplace. Healthcare.gov. Have Frank do it all for you, and he doesn't even charge you anything. His services are free. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. Hello to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. Their website is irvines.com, ervines.com. They'll help you with any problems that you're having with your car, your EV, your hybrid, you name it. They take care of it all. They have a free loaner car program, so you can use one of theirs so you don't have to worry about somebody carting you all around while you're getting your car fixed. It is an absolutely fine establishment. Not a bunch of grease monkeys hanging out there. It's absolutely a fantastic place. Top of the line, lady, veteran, family owned. Okay, that's the only time I'll brag about a veteran is when it comes to Irvine's. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Concerning the nut video. Maize and Blues says, the act is not funny. We all agree with that. But the way she says nutted, that is funny. And that conflicts us. And I think that if anybody in the right mind hears that clip and does not start laughing is a fucking scumbag. I think you're not being true to yourself if you are not laughing at the fact that she's screaming that he nutted on her leg. That is funny. He nutted on my leg. I'm just a Chris says I can definitely see how that would be traumatizing. I would scrub the skin off trying to get it clean. You see, I wouldn't. I would just like draw it up on my finger and then like crack my finger like a whip so that it goes flying out of the glass of the Dollar General. Megan says, "Chiz ice cubes may be worse than brain worms to me." It's so ridiculous. All right, Ben would say, "Here, let me show you how." Jimmy says she will never trust any man again. Oh, well, at least for a little while. Some guys are just animals, and they need to be locked up. That's what I hope happens. I just hope they shoot the guy. C-Bear says, what makes you laugh hysterically easy? Well, that line makes me laugh hysterically. Also, if someone's dry heaving, I'm laughing. That's why I always laugh my ass off when producer Joe would dry heave. Just made me laugh. Whenever anybody dry heaves, I'm laughing. Megan says, Jimmy, any follow-up from your date aside from her being a garbage can? No, he referred to her as a pile of garbage. Tyler says, I can picture EZ whipping a strand of that nut around like one of those sticky hand toys. All right. So no update from Jimmy. I think it ends there. We got a lot of mileage out of the Philly nutting incident. If you want to see the actual footage, you're listening to the audio podcast. You can go to the show notes, and it is there. I'm going to leave it right there, though. I appreciate you guys, but we have the asshole of the day. It's a pretty easy one. It's, you know, sometimes you don't have to look very hard for these things. Sometimes they just come to you, literally. It's obvious who the asshole of the day is. It's got to be Kelly Cheese for rushing over to Reddit and, you know, throwing all that bullshit out. Gary Miles is the nutter. He could have been the asshole of the day if it wasn't for Kelly. The hero of the day, Jamal. Cole says, asshole of the day, crying girl. She was pretty annoying. I can't go that far. All right. Thank you, folks. I'll talk to you later on the Patreon. Have a good one. Bye-bye.